The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this December 7th, 2021. And tonight, as always, the guardian of the grid. We have none other than the mighty Andrew.
That's right, Pastor. I am here.
All right, standing by and ready to give a whooping to anyone who tries to interfere with us tonight. Right? Tell him, Andrew.
That's right. Ready to lay the smack down on anyone.
You're right, boy. And way out yonder, riding those dusty trails, that backwards parson, the preacher Joe Larson.
That's backwoods, not backward. All I have to say is a child of his kingdom and forever I am.
Amen and amen. Joe, we're going to start out tonight. We have a fellow, and his name is Dan Schaefer. And Dan tonight needs our prayer. So, folks, a couple things. First of all, get your pen and pencils ready because remember, you folks out there are soldiers of the cross. You are the soldiers of the cross. And you're the Lord's Rangers, if you will. So, because we need you. It's a call to action, another call to action. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. But we're going to start out first with prayer power, the power of prayer. Now, there's a lot of power in prayer. And so, you know, the saying goes, much power, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And so we're taking the much prayer, much power route here.
Right.
So be prepared for that. But have your pen and paper standing by, too, for action. And we're going to start by praying tonight for Dan Schaefer. Dan has got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And Dan is my nephew. And here, Dan is no kid. He probably, I would say, in his mid-60s. And here, Dan is a fellow that, like us, he marched to the beat of a different drum. Dan knew he was going to do. He would do what his convictions would tell him to do. And often that got him in trouble because he wasn't like everybody else. Dan is not like everybody else. And he's a man, and just as I could say the very same thing for Ed Corsi, who passed away yesterday. And and so Dan did what he knew to be right, what his convictions were. And often that would cost him. He would be ridiculed by people who sometimes would be very close to him because he's not like everybody else. And Joe, they can say that about you and I, you know. We do what we must do. But Dan, again,
in hot water a few times.
Yep. But we want to hold Dan up. Dan right now he has stage 4 cancer, pancreatic cancer, and he needs prayer. Now you say, well, that's you know, once you have that, it's too late. Now that's for doctors. That's not for God, okay? That's not for God. God can can raise you from the dead, folks, and to heal pancreatic cancer or to take away the pain. He simply says, let it be, and it is. And so, but here's the thing. We want to pray for all of you all around the country. Let's pray for Dan. And every one of you that's listening to me right now tonight, the time will come. This will happen. There's no chance that it won't, that you're going to need prayer too. The time will come. And the Bible teaches clearly that those who show mercy receive it. And so for every one of you, and that's what I want for all of you, and I want to say thank you for all of you out there over the years, almost half a century now that have supported this radio program. I appreciate you more than you know. You've been right there with us. Your letters are very, very encouraging. I mean, I don't know. It would have been awful, awful difficult to come this far without your letters out there.
And prayers. The prayers have kept us out of jail, out of trouble, and on the air.
Well, and it didn't keep us out of jail all the time. Well,
no, just for short periods only.
Yeah, I had my jail ministry on both sides of those bars, didn't we? So,
yeah, same.
But always for the right sake, for doing the Lord's work. And so when you get arrested and jailed, like Peter, like Paul, like James, like the Lord Jesus himself, for doing the Lord's work, you consider it an honor. And so right now, let's pray right now for Dan and Lori, his wife. This has been, and their children, this has been a tough, tough time for them. So let's hold him up, folks, all across the country. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold Dan up. Lord, right now, I want to hold Dan up. And Father God, at this time, and ask, Lord, that you might touch him. Lord God, that you might touch him, and that you might give him a complete and total healing. Lord, and that you're with him right now, and you take away the pain. And I know, Lord, that he hasn't any doubts. He's a believer. He's always been a very firm believer, and his faith in you has been very strong. And that's what helped him to stand his ground. That's what helped him to do what he knew he had to do, what his convictions were. Even when everyone was against him, he stood his ground. And so right now we're asking, Lord, that you would stand with him, touch him, that he might receive a complete and total healing, Lord, and that you might give that peace that passes all understanding to him and his wife and his children, Father God, knowing, Lord, that you are, that he is in your hands, Father. These things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want to give this phone number out, Joe. Tomorrow, there's a very good chance tomorrow, there was a hearing today on Senate Bill 157. Joe, this bill is the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It requires that a baby born alive after a botched abortion shall be afforded the very same life-saving treatment in all other babies. An amendment to the bill ensures the doctors who teach at state-funded hospitals and medical schools may not work at bloody abortion clinics, which could affect institutions in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Dayton. And that is the born-again, or that is the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It's SB 157, and they're probably going to vote on it tomorrow. You need to call your Ohio State House, your representative, your state representative. The number to call, you just call this number and ask the switchboard to put you in, you know, through to whatever your state representative is. And the number is 614-466-8842. That's 614-466-8842. Now, this could happen tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning they could vote on this. So you want to call this in at least by 9 o'clock in the morning. You want to have this call in, 614-466-8842. For all you people in Ohio, you need to get this. God is listening. You know, God, would you want someone to do that for you? if you were one of those little babies. So go ahead and give it a call again, 614-466-8842, and just ask for your state rep. Okay, Joe, we're going to start. Remember the title of the message?
Path God Said, and It Is Written.
And we've been talking about this. Remember what Satan said as he tempted the tempter in Genesis chapter 3. His God said, and now we're going to go to It Is Written. So read Matthew 4, 1 through 10.
All right. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve.
One more verse.
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Okay, we start out here, the temptation by Satan here shows us that Jesus was human, okay, and he gave Jesus the opportunity here to reaffirm the plan for ministry. Now, let me ask you this here. We see this in this temptation. We see a demonstration of the hypostatic union right here. And how do we know that? Well, what was it, first of all, that kept... Well, first of all, do you remember what the hypostatic union was?
I am drawing a blank. I know I should know this, but I'm just not coming.
Hypostatic union is a process by which the Lord Jesus, and it is fully God, fully man, and fully man,
fully God and man both, yeah,
without any of the characteristics of God, of his deity being transferred to his humanity. And without any of those of his humanity being transferred to his deity. Because, see, let's just say, what would happen if that did happen? What would happen if the characteristics of his deity was transferred to his humanity? What would that mean?
That would change his humanity. He would no longer really be human.
No, he would be more than human.
Right, and,
but now, if you took the attributes of his humanity and transferred those attributes of the humanity to his deity, then what would that say?
Well, that would mess up his deity because he couldn't be the holy, righteous God. He would then become sinful because man is sinful, his human nature, his free will.
So, you and me don't have to worry about that happening to us, do we?
No.
All right, now.
No.
So, and in this sense, here's why. Because he was fully man, and knowing that, he had to be tempted. He tempted, just like he tells you over.
Tempting the human part.
Absolutely. And as he was telling you over in Hebrews, that he was tempted in every area, just like man was. But then again, at the same time, what was it? What was it? Remember how Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and what was the result?
They didn't believe God. They doubted God and, you know, wanted to be as gods, but they doubted his commandment that they would die.
Okay, now, why did they do that? Were they sinners? Were they people that had sinful sins of the flesh? Were they born in the flesh?
No, they were not born into sin, but they had a nature of that free will.
Well, they had, right, but they had no sin nature at all, did they?
No, they were not, but they didn't have imputed sin in them.
Okay, so they had no imputed sin. So now, the Lord Jesus, he had no sin nature, but there was something more there. He had what? He was led by the Spirit. Okay.
Right.
So it was his deity that gave him the strength, the fact that he was who he was, not to give in to the temptation, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that's 40 days is a pretty long time to be without, having any substance. It shows a very strong physical and mental state.
Okay, so here... So what was Satan trying to do? Satan, okay, and Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, okay?
Right.
Now, what was the purpose? I mean, what was Satan's goal? He wanted Jesus to do something. What was, do you think that was?
To sin, to doubt for just a second, to give in to the human side of the union.
Well,
it's like when he 40 days of hunger, it was like all you have to do is, command these stones to be made bread. And that would just show the human weakness of not waiting to trust God to take care of him.
Well, there's something more to it than that, you see. Remember, God cannot sin.
Right.
Now, who was Jesus, okay, or who is Jesus, okay?
The Son of God. Well, he is God.
Okay, now.
The Son of God.
The time will come when he is going to usher in his millennial kingdom.
Right.
And when he ushers in that millennial kingdom, what's he doing? He'll be declaring his kingship for all of eternity, right?
Right.
Now, what would have happened if he had ushered in his kingship then, if he had said, all right, I'm the king, and this was what Satan was trying to get him to do. So how would that have affected us?
We wouldn't have been saved.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Would have been salvation for us.
Exactly right. And that would have pleased Satan, wouldn't it?
Greatly. Or I guess wasn't Satan also hoping that he might, the human weaknesses might fail, he might fail and sin, not trust God, not follow the Spirit?
Well, here he would have caused the Lord Jesus to...
Satan himself had failed, right? And he was powerful, he was the most powerful angel of all, and he bent to temptation. Maybe he was hoping that Christ would do like he did.
Right. Well, if he could get the Lord Jesus, okay, to prematurely declare his kingship, then if he did that, then he would have ushered in the millennial kingdom. That means he would not have died on the cross, right?
Right.
Now, if that had happened, remember, it is written. It was written that the Lord Jesus was going to die for the sins
right.
of the world.
It was the Lamb of God coming.
Right. So here now, would have broken Scripture, right?
Right.
What is it?
Also, breaking Scripture would free Satan from his doom, his fate.
If he could have broke Scripture, then God would no longer be God. And then
right.
Satan would not end up in the lake of fire for eternity.
Fire. Right. Exactly.
And so now here, so then he says... okay, and the devil taking him up to the holy city, which is Jerusalem, and setting him upon the pinnacle of the temple, Okay, now that was where. What was? What were people expecting? Where was the Jews expecting Messiah to return to? When they were looking for the return of Messiah, where would they expect him to return to?
I assume it was the temple.
You're right, to the temple. So he took him there, and the pinnacle would have been to the highest corner of the temple. That was on a hillside that jutted out, overlooking the large valley below. There Jesus could see all of Jerusalem, okay, from where that temple was. And so here, so the idea, they took him up there. Now, and then, you know, he says, well, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Now, Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Okay, and you know, we read that too over in several other places in Scripture, but
right.
But here now.
Prove your God to us. Show this miracle by throwing yourself off. I want to see the angels come and save you.
Well, did Jesus need the angels to come and save him?
No.
Okay, and so, I mean, he could have called the angels 12 legions of them if he wanted, right?
Right, but he also could have just jumped and just stood right in the middle of space and time and just stayed right there and not fallen.
Now,
but he still was tempted to prove that he was God, you know, the Christ, and he said no, you know.
Okay, here you go, Joe. Again, the devil taketh him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Do you know what that verse proves to me?
Satan's not too bright because they already belonged to Jesus. They were his already.
No, that verse proves to me that Satan was a Democrat. Because they're always giving, away things that don't belong to them, huh? I mean, right? Okay,
you're
really?
Right. You're
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick.
They want to give away somebody else's. Yeah.
Okay. So did God? God did allow Satan to have power over, you know, parts of the earth. Okay, but again, here you've got the pot and its creator. You've got Satan offering the Creator what belonged to him to begin with.
Yeah, it was already.
And so now,
that was kind of strange. I never did understand. To me, that never made sense. How can you give somebody something that's already his?
Well, the Democrats do that all the time. What about your tax money in the IRS? They take your money, and then they give you back a little bit and say, here, this is, you're getting a refund from the government, okay? It's not, that doesn't belong to the government to begin with, does it?
No.
Okay, so but here Satan is offering again to give. It's you know, what did Obama say? We're going to have a redistributing of the wealth from those that have earned it. Okay,
earned it to those that deserve it.
Now you wonder where did they get this stuff? Where did Obama get that idea? Okay, there you go. He got it from Marx, and Marx got it from here from Satan himself, probably. Now. And so here, when we take a look at this, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him thou shalt serve early. Now, why do you think that both, remember what Satan used on Adam and Eve? What did he use to tempt them?
Knowledge, that idea of they would be as gods.
Right. Did God say, he used the word of God.
Right. He's said, God's word, but
and what is he doing here? He's trying to, he's saying, it is written, you know, so here is Satan saying, it is written, okay?
Here's your word, God.
Right. But now he says to this, if you be the Son of God, here he was trying to cast doubt in the mind of the very one that created him himself, right?
Right.
Okay, and so that's audacity, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, it goes back to Satan wanted to be as the Most High, and that was one of the things when he tempted Eve, was ye shall be, he said, ye, you, and Adam will be as gods. But he put the little G's on it, but they're thinking they would be like God. They would have knowledge and you know, be more like God. And that idea of power, that kind of power is so tempting to the weak.
Okay, so Satan's
politicians that love craving power, power, power.
So Satan's looking at the Lord here, 40 days fasting in his hunger, in his humanity, and he's thinking, maybe if I can place some doubt in his mind, if I could just place some, it worked on Adam and Eve, you know, if I could maybe place some doubt in his mind here. But now the Lord Jesus, again, what did he do? He used the word of God, which is a two-edged sword.
He fought back. His weapon was God's word.
And remember what Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my word will
never pass.
So we see the word of God is like a two-edged sword. Now we use it. We can use it as a weapon effectively to rebuke, refute, and chasten, okay? But we can also use it to encourage, to exhort, and to inform and embolden the saints, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Well, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now. As I began to preach, she began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've gotta give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she could see the light. Two souls were saved, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know. Not just a preaching. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better join the blessing. Leave them while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the sun. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finished preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb, I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. There's no way to run.
Even count your blessing. Please him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the sun. You got to know how to please him.
Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings.
And do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the sun. You got to know.
Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. Please. while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son.
Amen. He is God the Son. And I got to tell you this because people want to know. Would you please give out more often the times of your services at your church? I will do that now. The times of the services, we start at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. First, I'll give you the address. The address is 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Ohio. It's right there at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road. We start at 9 a.m., Monday morning, and
Sunday morning. What people showing up Monday while you're doing something else and waiting for you to preach.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired today. It's been a long day, but anyhow, 9 a.m. Sunday morning with praise and worship, and then 9:30 we go into an in-depth Bible study. At 11:15 we start the morning service. Now, this week we're not going to have. We're going to have an evening service, but we're not going to have normally what we do, Joe. We're doing a special series on witchcraft, and but this week, because of Ed Corsi, who was he was a member of our church back in his days before he got sick. He used to attend our church, and his wake is going to be this coming Sunday. At 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. this Sunday, and then, of course, the funeral is going to be Monday morning. And that's at 38011. That's 38011 Euclid Avenue in Willoughby. That's at what is called the Abbey. And so we're going to let, so the folks could go to the wake. Now, we will have the evening service, and that will be at 6 p.m. 6 p.m., the evening service this week. There you go.
That's what we have. Time? What's the normal time, though?
Well, that is the normal time, but normally at 4 o'clock we do a series where there's been a big rise on witchcraft. And
right, a study series, but then the actual service is every Sunday at 6.
Right, and we've been doing it at 5 o'clock. We do classes on current events, things that's happening now that you're not supposed to know about. And we people are amazed at what they're not being told. And then at 6 o'clock is the regular evening service. So it'll be just the 6 o'clock service this evening. Of course, we'll have the morning service and the 6 o'clock service. Now, I'm going to read you this, Joe. Tell me while I'm reading you, right? This is out of Joel chapter 2. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Remember that question you had earlier to me? You wanted to know? Okay, well, and I, you said, I think that's just for Israel. I said, nope, it's for all of us, okay? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Why is that important right now? Something's happening across.
Yes, there's a lot of things that are happening, yeah.
Well, one of them is Muslims, both men and women, are converting. Millions are being converted over to Christianity. They're having dreams. They're having dreams, okay, and visions are taking place. And we're hearing about that. Of course, I talked with John McTurnan knows. He's been seeing some tremendous results. Denise DeSuzio. Dinesh D'Souza is he's been talking about this. He can't believe he's doing a special on how many Muslims are being converted to Christ. And so we want to praise the good Lord because we're seeing Joel chapter 2 verse 28 right now. It's happening before our very eyes, but only some of us can see it. The vast majority of people are clueless, aren't they?
I knew there was a lot of the Muslims converting, but I didn't realize that they were having the dreams. That was that was new to me. I'm glad to hear that.
It's been for several years, but now it's I guess it's really increasing.
Hmm.
So, all right, we got some fast news things. I want to start off with this one, Joe. Breaking, okay. Hunter Biden laptop blue light special. And we're going to take a look at Hunter Biden and the chairman of Walmart, okay? Walmart chairman Greg Penner. Audio reveals that Walmart chairman discussed with Hunter Biden pulling the trigger to stop President Trump prior to the election. This is an article. This is an article by Christine Dolan that came out yesterday. And here, the Robert Hunter Biden laptop from hell is the political gift that keeps on giving to the American public and to those opposed to the Biden regime. CD Media has provided with evidence that documents a conversation between the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the chairman of the board of Walmart Corporation, America's biggest brick-and-mortar retail chain. The conversation took place in October of 2018. The audio file, or the question is, why did Hunter Biden tape a conversation between Greg Penner, chairman of Walmart, Walmart Madrone Capital in 2018? The conversation was planned via email, messages, and audio. The audio file was found in the iTunes folder on the RHB laptop, which was concealed by the FBI for a year before being delivered to the New York Post, which posted some of its salacious content. However, a close examination of the massive numbers of files on the computer have struck political gold. The audio transcript shows, and I'm reading, right now I'm reading it here, Joe, a discussion of pulling the trigger to influence the 2020 election to stop President Trump and the Trump movement, in addition to influencing the Democratic primary. RHB overall objective here is to stop not only Donald Trump, but to stem the tide of what Donald Trump represents. RHB laptop contains emails in which RHAB asked to that means Hunter Biden, Robert Hunter Biden, discuss a confidential matter with Penner, stating it's best not to be done by by B in a solicitation email. Greg Penner asked RHB to visit with you about some options I've been working on for the 2020 election. That was April 6th of April 2018. Robert Hunter Biden laptop contains SMS text between Greg Penner and the RHB on 16th of March 2019 with the RHB, that's Robert Hunter Biden, stating, he is available tomorrow after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are, he looks forward to speaking and would gladly meet wherever your schedule and his allows. Give me a call so I can fill you in on the latest or on at least my reasons for not replying to you until now. Best of Hunter. Penner offers for John to meet with Joe Biden. RHB insinuates it would be too dangerous for John and Joe Biden to meet. Additionally, RHB states he will call with Greg Penner, that he was approached by Nick Roy Hathein, chairman of TRG, the Roy Hathein Group, as a secondary option to handle the situation. Walmart has a reputation of sourcing cheap goods from China and destroying small-town mom-and-pop retailers across the nation. A Walmart heiress also funded the Lincoln Project, a supposed GOP anti-Trump group that was scandalized after the election. Those are a bunch of sodomites. And, of course, if they're sodomites, then they're Democrats. Walmart was shamed Walmart was shamed post 2020 election, mocking Trump supporters in a tweet regarding the election integrity fight. Greg Penner was on the board of Baidu, a Chinese company, for 14 years until 2017. Penner graduated from the same class at Georgetown University in 1992 as Hunter Biden. There are many benefits to being a multi-billion corporation with major supply chain functions in China. Having Hillary Clinton as a board member, Clinton discusses Hillary being on the board, and she was silent when Walmart fought unions. Being able to stay open during a pandemic when small business were forced to close, and having the ability to fortify an election when it is beneficial to your business with China. CD Media has reached out to Greg Penner at Madrone Capital and as of publication has yet to receive the reply. There you go.
I'm going to get one.
Now, who was it that, what corporation was it that recently, not long ago, sent out a memo to all of its employees to make sure that black people are given, are treated before or served before white people?
Oh, come on. We just did it the other night, too, didn't we?
Well, yeah, we just did it just now.
Oh, it Walmart.
Was, yeah.
They had that training program, but there was another company that did that, too. Yeah, but Walmart had that, yeah, the training. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, there was a couple of companies that did that, and Coca-Cola, remember?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Coca-Cola, but Walmart did it too, yeah.
But Coca-Cola, what they had said was, they sent out their, the white people need to try to be less white. And of course, this whole thing, that this is...
Well, they didn't make black polar bears, did they?
No, this is being... this is being woke. It looks like woke is kind of coming back to bite them, isn't it?
I'm hoping that a lot of people are getting very, very tired of it, very angry, and no longer listening, I think. A lot of people have given up caring. If they say something, it's just, oh, shut up, you know.
Yeah, well, I quit buying. I quit shopping at Walmart, and a whole lot of people I know quit shopping there. Here's a quick one, Joe. Just say... John Eastman's lawyers just destroyed the January 6th committee with its subpoenas. Lawyers acting for constitutional law professor John Eastman have picked apart the reason for the January 6th congressional committee, as well as pointing out the potential for abuse of power and breaches of House rules. Eastman, a target of the commission, is held up as guilty of insurrection by the political left to having the constitutional opinion that Vice President Mike Pence had no obligation to count ballots for states that were political and legal proceedings were underway regarding election fraud. This is what we've been telling people. Pence has been telling people, well, he had to by the Constitution. No, he didn't. Because what he could have said is, I want a week, I want 2 weeks, I want a month to look at these, because he had all these people standing in front of him with tons and tons of evidence of election fraud. It goes on to say, the fisking of the committee will irk the already enfeebled group of Democrats, fresh off their latest round of embarrassments at the hands of another target, former Trump advisor, Steve Bannon. Lawyers Charles Burnham wrote to committee chairman and violent black national supporter, Representative Benny Thompson. So there you go. It looks like, oh, by the way, this is unbelievable. Even some of the left-wing media, because they've lost so much credibility, they're even asking for Nancy Pelosi to let them see the film footage. There's hours and hours and hours of film footage that were taken.
Right.
Let anybody see that she's trying to hide because of the corruption, because the Democratic Communist Party is completely, totally corrupt, and that was an operation that was put up by them and the Capitol Police were involved, the FBI was involved. It was nothing but corruption, absolute corruption from top to bottom.
More than just corruption, it was a total setup to get some gullible people to do something they shouldn't. And we know, I've seen pieces of the footage where they had Capitol Police or guards waving to people, come on in, and then you had the provocators that were out, you know, telling the people, get the rocks, get the some, break the windows. And none of those people that were filmed doing the instigating had been charged. They apparently, you know, kind of, they don't exist as far as the FBI went. But we know that those were probably agents or people working for the agency. So all this is on a film that they don't want the defense attorneys to have, and they don't want the American people to see. So just another round of lies and deceit in this communist revolution.
Well, there is film. We do have these people on film, Joe. The thing of it is they know who they are.
Right.
They know, and that's what our side wants to say, okay, because we want to pull them in and put them on a witness stand, don't we?
We sure do. Who got, you know, who was paying you? There were people there who were handing out and some of the weapons that they claimed that the insurrectionists had were being handed out by these instigators. They were handed hammers and different things, like all of a sudden, oh, here, take one, here's a hammer, go break a window. And these people got caught up in that mob mentality and went and did it. But the instigators didn't do anything but get others to do the dirty work, and then they disappeared, which is the way it always happens.
Here, do you know who Jessica Watkins is?
Saw that name the other day. No, don't remember.
I have been incarcerated for nearly a year for crimes I did not commit. Courageous January 6th political prisoner Jessica Watkins speaks out against the regime. Jessica Watkins was arrested in January after she turned herself into federal authorities and was charged with conspiracy, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. In other charges, she has not been out of pretrial detention for 9 months.
Right. They were trying to also say that she's the one that took Pelosi's computer, right?
Yeah. Jessica Watkins.
They have it. They couldn't find it. She said no. She never went near it. Doesn't know anything about it. But they're looking for a scapegoat. Somebody's got it.
She was a veteran of the Afghanistan War. She attended the January 6th protest and rally at the White House Eclipse in the U.S. Capitol. She was reportedly working as security at the Eclipse and met with U.S. officials before the president's speech. She is also a member of the Oath Keepers, a pro-constitutional group frequently blamed by the fake liberal communist news media and the deathocratic politicians. During the siege of the U.S. Capitol, Jessica Watkins did not threaten anyone, did not vandalize anything. She did not encourage others to vandalize and spoke with several police officers inside the Capitol and followed their orders. The Gateway pundit previously reported Jessica was stripped and left naked in a jail cell for 4 days with the lights on 24 hours a day for her alleged crimes of conspiring to attack the U.S. Capitol. That shows you what they're trying to do. And
psychological warfare. They're trying to break people. They're trying to cause mental breakdowns and fear and isolation. They're doing things that we wouldn't allow to be done to prisoners of war. We would prosecute a soldier for doing that to the enemy soldiers in captivity.
Absolutely.
But American citizen, a conservative, yeah, go ahead, have at it.
All righty. Here you go. Fourth-generation dairy farmers warns economic woes, climate change regulations. Well, you know what's happening to our dairy farms here in this country, Joe.
They're going away one by one, all over the country.
And the dairy farmers are warning that there's going to be a shortage of dairy products, and the prices are going to be higher and higher. And that's
people don't realize how many things have dairy, the cheese, the cottage cheese, the buttermilk, the kefir, I mean, everything that they like, a lot of the yogurts. There are so many other things other than just milk and half and half that are made with dairy. And like you said, all it's going to do, cream cheese, sour cream, everything's going to go sky high. And the other thing is getting rid of the backbone of our country has been the small family farms. But they want to get rid of that because where is the home of the conservative? It's rural America. It's where in the Bible Belt, where the everybody goes to church, they're born-again believers, and they independent. They live out in the land, and they take care of themselves and their neighbors. And they want to drive these people out and put them in cities.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
but we're not going anywhere. We're staying right here.
Well, that's what the Agenda 2030 is all about.
Right.
That's been a part of it.
21 was about, and the next one, now 2030, all the same.
Right. It's about limiting and totally lowering your standard of living. Like AOC and the others said that we cannot, as common folks, you and I should not expect to be able to live like the wealthy people, like the elite, because they're sophisticated, Joe.
Oh, okay. You mean, in other words, they lie, steal, and cheat. That makes them sophisticated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I can live without that.
Well, this is what you've been hearing from the left, is that we expect that we have too high a living standards. We shouldn't expect to be able to live with these high standards.
Well, they want to take from those who have, who work, and give to those who deserve. So, yeah. And who works hard? Dairy farmers are some of the hardest working people in the country. They're up at incredibly early hours, work long days, work every day, don't get a break. Cows have to be milked twice a day, every day, no matter what the weather, how hot, how cold, whether it's Sunday, no matter what. And, yeah, then they want everything to go to big corporate farms. Corporate America has more political power, more lobbyists, and this country is run by money. The lobbyists spend the money by the politicians, and then they get the power.
Yep. Okay, we're coming up to a break, but it was a very interesting thing that people missed, and that was that a judge blocks what they call insensational, impure information from media about that Ghislaine Maxwell's case. Now, this was the same judge that was nominated by Schumer and Biden last week to the U.S. Court of Appeals. Now think about this. Somebody that would be nominated by Schumer and Biden, they have to be totally corrupted. I mean, these two are, okay, but this was an Obama-appointed judge.
Mm-hmm. This was an Obama. To tell him if he does things the right way, he's got a bright future ahead of him if he just does what they want. That's what they're saying.
Actually, it's not him. It's Allison Nathan. They nominated her to serve on the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, okay? According to the Dallas Voice, Nathan has been presiding over the trial of sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, on sex trafficking charges. We're coming up to a break. We'll talk about this on the other side, so we will be back right after this. Don't go away. There's a whole lot more to come. And I'm going to wet my whistle during this. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.